My name is Maddie Schaefer, and I'm currently a sophomore studying Ag Communications and Ag Leadership from South Dakota State University, and I am from Goodhue, Minnesota.
Maddie, you were recognized with quite an honor here fairly recently. It's been a few months, I think, but you were named part of the inaugural class of the Pig Farmers of Tomorrow by the National Pork Board. First of all, tell me about what that means to you.
Well, I guess what it is, it's a program for people who are ages 18 to 29 who are interested in getting back into pig farming in some way, shape, or form, whether that's production ag or really being surrounded by that in one of those helping industries and areas. And to me, it means a way to talk with consumers about what I do on my farm on more of a national scope instead of just a state scope. And that's something that really means a lot to me. It means a lot to my family that I'm able to go and that they're willing to support me in going away quite often and speaking, engaging with consumers, that they're willing to allow me to go into our barns with video cameras and show what we do on our farms, that we aren't having anything to hide, that we really just do want to show our stories, no matter how unique they may be. And that really means a lot to me, that I have that industry support, that I have family support from back home. And overall, this has been a really, really wonderful opportunity.
How demanding has it been so far? Give me a sense of what your schedule's been like since the award was announced.
Well, back in March when it was announced down in Atlanta, Georgia at Pork Industry Forum, that was the first big event that I had. And since then, I've done some traveling to do some videos. I did a video actually for the National Pork Board about how to shower into a pig barn. And they've since used that as a way to help alleviate concerns. When somebody comes in to visit a pig barn and has never done it, it sounds pretty scary that you're going to have to take off all of your clothes, shower somewhere where you've never known, and then just hope and pray that there's a towel and clothes on the other side. So that was one of the big things we did. But other than that, it's been a lot of social media, blogging. Like I said, did some live videos in our pig barns, and turns out Wi-Fi is not very good in a metal building that doesn't have a lot of open space to it. But so things like that. And following this, I'll be traveling down to Illinois at the end of the month with a couple of events and speaking. And other than that, really just trying to engage with consumers anywhere I can, and working with the state staff as well to go and still continue to do oink outings and things like that, because in the end, that's who gave me my start, and I want to continue going back to them too.
That shower in, shower out, the whole biosecurity issue, why is it important for consumers to see that? Certainly for those folks that aren't familiar, it would be interesting, but what are the benefits of showing a broader audience that pork producers do those types of things?
Well, I guess from somebody who doesn't understand it, it comes across that we have something to hide, that these barns are closed off because what's going on inside is something dangerous or scary. But in the end, we do it for the safety and for the health of the pigs. And when we're able to go and explain that in a friendly, a funny, in a way, video, then that all of a sudden opens up more conversation for, oh, well, what else do you do to go and make sure your pigs are safe, to make sure that they're healthy? And then you can get into the conversation about feed, about animal care, about all the things that we do because we really care about our animals. That is at the center of it all. And when we're able to do those things, then all of a sudden the conversation becomes positive rather than being defensive.
Most of the people that are here for World Pork Expo have a vested interest in the pork industry, so you're not doing a lot of consumer outreach, I'm sure. But what are you hoping to take away this week from your trip to Des Moines?
Well, the last couple of days I've been able to do Operation Main Street training. And what that is, it's a program through the National Pork Board where you get trained to go and speak to audiences of all kinds, whether that's dietitians or whether that's a classroom in high school or college, or maybe that's just a local group like the Lions or something like that. And you're able to go and learn how to spread your message, how to answer tough questions, and how to talk with all kinds of crowds of people. And then from that, I'll be able to go and travel around throughout the next couple of years and do more of those type of speaking engagements. But otherwise, it's just a chance to really get together and sort of celebrate, in a way, all that's going on in the pork industry, to go and connect with people that I haven't seen for quite a while. They're a few hours away, and a way to continue expanding my networking base and really just communicate with everybody that I come in contact with.
So that training, is it ongoing? Have you finished it already? Can you tell a difference?
So It was all day yesterday, and then this morning they got us up bright and early and kind of went over. So we did a mock TV interview where they actually had the local crew come in and do that with us. So it was very realistic, and it was a way, again, to just learn in a safe environment, so that way when we get out there in a way where it has a little more pressure to it, we know we have that backing to it and we understand exactly how to do those things. But now from that training, since it's done, we'll be in contact with those groups, and if there's something that occurs or something that comes up, this group will contact us, ask if we are willing and able to do it, and then they'll help prep us with whatever topic they're wanting to discuss, whether that be animal care, whether that's food safety, or just overall the pork industry as a whole.
You mentioned that you've had the support of your family as you go out and you talk to people from across the country. I'm curious, though, for your parents, being of a different generation, you're growing up and you have the smartphone and you have social media and there are all these tools where people are communicating constantly. Do your parents, does your family that's maybe a little longer in the tooth, do they recognize the importance of doing what you do and why it's so valuable to pork producers?
You know, I think that's another thing that I really have to go and give credit to. My family, yes, obviously my parents are not from the same generation I am, but they really are extremely supportive of what I do, and they really understand the importance of that social media part. I would say my dad actually uses social media probably more than I do. He does really enjoys connecting with people over Facebook and through things like that, and probably has a little bit more ability to go and find those friends with it. I don't seem to find enough time to go and do that, which I wish I could, but they really are very supportive in that. They understand the importance and are, like I said, they're open and willing to putting videos in the barns and doing a live feed, even though that has the potential to be something negative. But as long as you do it right, you really take the time to invest in it, it turns out to be a positive thing. It has over 10,000 views on it now, so that means we've had a positive impact, that people have seen what pig farming really is like on the Real Pig Farming site.
So these opportunities have allowed you to get beyond Minnesota, and as you meet pork producers from other parts of the world, is your dad the exception to the rule, or are you know, the average age of a farmer is 55, 60? It's somewhere in there, and they're not getting any younger. So for that generation, I'm kind of picking on them, but is your dad kind of an outlier in all of that from your experience?
Well, he's being 45 years old. Yes, that's his age.
Oh, that's not even close to 55 to 60.
Yeah, so I think he's always felt in his life that he was the young farmer that everybody looked at as the outlier to things, but now he's starting to find himself in that little older age and is really enjoying being able to go and work with me and see me at a younger age coming into it and being the exception, being both a female in it and being only 20 years old. That's something, I guess overall, I take great pride in it, and I do my best to go and represent the millennial generation really well. I think sometimes we're seen in a negative light, and that's something I want to turn around. I want to make sure that people see the good that we offer because of our ability to go and change on the fly and ability to use technology in ways that have never been done before. And that's ultimately some of the skills that we really bring to the table that others maybe don't have. Yes, there are some things that frustrate others about us, and I would say quite frankly some of those things frustrate me about our generation, but we work hard to make sure that those positive things are seen as well.
Each generation has some less than desirable traits, Maddie, don't worry about that. So as one of the pig farmers of tomorrow, what does your schedule look like as we move further into the summer? If people are looking for you and the other folks that are part of that same group, what's planned?
Well, I guess at the end of the month, I'll actually be heading down to Illinois and speaking to a group of 16 to 22-year-olds. So with that, I don't know if I quite feel qualified yet to speak to people that are my own age, but I'm really excited to share the experiences I've had thus far and the opportunities I've been given. So hopefully people will take that and be inspired to go and do something themselves. But I have a couple of events at South Dakota State scheduled with the new swine unit opening that enables us to have the chance to bring people in of all kinds. There's dietitians coming in from all across the nation to go and do a training. And then at the end of the summer, right before school starts, we're hoping to do an event with a couple of media people perhaps, and it's still in the works, but wanting to bring them in and experience farm life a little bit and see what this unit does for the university, for the students going to it, and for the community that surrounds it, along with the pork industry as a whole. Because really, when you have a university that can train and educate students, then you have that opportunity for innovation so much more.
Anything else you want to add?
I guess overall it's been a really great experience so far, and I just want to say thank you to the pork industry as a whole and to the agricultural community. Without their support and willingness to fund some of the things that I do, because I'm just a poor college student, as some say it, but this has been somewhere that I never saw my life being at 20 years old, but I couldn't think of a better way to be spending it. So thank you.
All right. Very good.